change a thing. Whatever life threw me, whatever it may bring, got no regrets, no bells to unring. Looking back now, looking back now, no, I wouldn't change a thing. Whatever life threw me, whatever it may bring, got no regrets, no bells to unring. Looking back now, I wouldn't change a thing.
Troy Cassidaly, Wouldn't Change a Thing, 98.9 FM. Hello, friend from Bribey. How are you?
I'm good, just on my way home. And I heard your voice and asked for a request, so I'm ringing up to get one.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks for doing that. I get a bit lonely here on Murrayo. No one calls me anymore, so it's good to hear somebody else's voice for once.
Oh, other than your own.
Other than my own, exactly. But what can I do for you?
Can I have Troy Cassidaly and Jimmy, is it Jimmy Little, they sing a duet?
Yeah, we can do another Troy song for you.
Oh, have you, I only just got back in the car from getting petrol.
That's all good. We did just play Wouldn't Change a Thing, but I'm happy to chuck that one on for you from Jimmy and Troy.
Yeah.
No worries.
And I think a little while ago I told you that I was looking in to see whether I had Indigenous blood.
And do you?
And yes. After all these years, I was 65 years old and I found out, whereas my family have always said that we were Polynesian.
Wow. And what did you find out? What tribe do you belong to?
I haven't found that bit out yet, but it's in New South Wales, like Sydney, and out from Sydney.
Sydney, okay, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get hold of some elders and talk to them.
Absolutely do that. Yep, never too late to learn where you come from. Sydney's interesting though, because there's a lot of different mob down that way. So it'd be interesting to see where you're actually from. Please let me know when you find out.
Yeah, I will. But anyway, I better hit the traffic.
Yeah, go on then.
Over to ring it, and I'll be listening for that song and have a good afternoon.
Johnny's from the city. I will not let them see the anger and frustration that burns inside of me as we're walking away. It's time to call it a day. We've had to let go of everything we know. They gave us one last season, and that one didn't pay. We're walking away. Yeah, we're walking away.
Yeah, in the end, I guess it was a Troy Cassidaly double play, Wouldn't Change a Thing, and Walking Away there with Uncle Jimmy Little. That one there going out to Fran, and you can give me a call if you like, 3892011888. Happy to sort you out. Let's go to the phones again. Mick, mate, what can I do for you?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, doing well. How are you, though?
I'm well.
You want a song, do you?
I do, mate. I was wondering if you could do Paul Kelly, Pouring Petrol on a Burning Man.
Can't say I've heard it before, but I'll soon track it down. I'm going to play Paul because he's an honorary black fella. He's done a lot of work for us, so I'll give him a go. Take it easy. I'll leave you to
it. Mate, if you can, that'd be great, buddy. That'd be really good.
Yeah, coming up. 2:22 in the afternoon, 3892011888 is my number. I'm going to hit play on a song here from a husband and wife duo. They're called Bellairi. It's a combination of Alinta McGrady and Benjamin Mazza and their beautiful baby. It's their names combine in a really cool way. That's how they come up with their stage name, Bellairi. And this is one I really enjoy. It's called Ochre. Stay tuned. It's 98.9 FM's Murray Hour.
What to drip and drink of, stop up senses, forever in presence, reminder of our essential color, so vivid, breathing life into existence, feels so good, cover me up like ochre, oh, cover me up like ochre, well, it's so good to feel you near. Seeing you confirms that spirit's here. Hey, oh, got me muddied up, mumbled. So cool to touch, yeah, your vibrant and stay humble. Oh, yes, so is my melanin. She thanks you and so rejuvenate too.
A bit.
I feel you. You changed me, lifted, shifted, painting up our vivid dreams, and I can't help but be excited to get caught up in this beautiful mess. Like, oh, okay.
Colors remain stained in grain.
Like, oh, okay.
Colors remain stained in grain.
Like, oh, okay.
Colors remain stained in grain.
Like, oh,
feeling the ochre on my skin, connect to land. Loving the spirit that I'm in, the skin I am. Holding the blessings of the essence in Bayami's plan. Keep me grounded by the earth, oak is in my hand. Yeah, ancient tradition, always living, burning orange in my vision. Keep it alive, it's my mission statement. Never complacent with my culture. Forever debating, educating on a daily basis. Of our love, of the sun, of the moon, and the stars, and the connection to an ancient art. Modern day ceremony, ancestors keep it going. Momentum keeps us moving. My identity, I'm never ever losing.
Burning orange like it's fire, piercing white lightning, it strikes us. We're rock, no, not like the daily. Honey mustard, yellow baby. Burning orange like it's fire, piercing white lightning, it strikes us. We're rock, no, not like the daily. Honey mustard, yellow baby. Like, oh, could I?
colors remain stained in grain.
Like ochre.
My color remains stained in grain. Yeah.
Like ochre.
Colors remain stained in grain.
Like ochre. Hey, since you cover me up like, you cover me up like, cover me up,
cover me up,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey. Cover me up,
oh, oh,
cover me up,
oh,
cover me up, cover me up,
cover me up,
cover me up, cover me up, cover me up, cover me up, cover me up,
hey, this is Bilari, and you're listening to the Murray Hour on 98.9 FM.
This is Country in the City.
98.9 FM.
Looking for competitive insurance for your trucking or earth-moving business? Over 40 years experience specialising in trucks, mobile plant and equipment. Total insurance agencies pride themselves in providing quick and accurate responses to clients' needs. Phone or text anytime. 0409 626 724. Visit totalia.com.au. Be totally covered. You owe it to your business. Station sponsor.
Treat me like you do, you know I have loved and honored you, but they say love, oh love, is a many splendid thing than ignore all the heartache that it brings. Still remember when we met, and I know that I could never have regrets. But when you turn and you walked away from me, I was left with a sad, sweet memory, baby.
The best country, 98.9 FM. This is the Murray Hour with Elijah Blair. joining me in the studio, Dan Rennie, station manager. Brother, how you going?
Hey, Elijah. I'm good, brother. How are you?
Doing really well. Really, really good, despite the weather.
Despite the weather, yes, and despite the fact that we don't really have anyone to cheer for in either codes this weekend.
I don't know. Kinda,
I don't know who to back in the AFL, to be honest, because, you know, Geelong knocked out the Lions, so I'm a bit dirty at that. And Richmond, well, nobody likes Richmond, do they?
No, not really. What about the NRL Grand Final? Who you got?
Oh, look, you know, you'd have to think Penrith. They've been the best team all year long. I really like what, you know, their forwards have done throughout the year, in particular Liam Martin, Viliama Kikau, and the backs are just really, really solid. I feel for Brent Naden if he doesn't get a run, because he's been a big part of the reason why the Panthers have got to where they are. On the flip side, you look at Melbourne. Yes, they're clinical. Yes, they're an amazing team with great culture, led, of course, by Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith. Sprinkling of Queenslanders in that team, so I don't know. Do you go with the Maroon side, or do you go with the underdog? I'm not too sure, but look, I think Melbourne will win. I think it'll be Cameron Smith's swan song. He is a winner. He wants to go out a winner, and I think that's what will happen. It's the only thing I can reason with me that why he hasn't announced it, because he wants to see if he wins the grand final. If he doesn't, he might run around another year at a Titans or a Broncos or who knows. But yeah, that's just my thinking. And I think you know, watching him getting cheered off of Suncorp tells me he's
just about done.
He won't be playing there ever again.
Let's get a prediction scoreline.
Geez, it's a tough one in grand finals, and especially if we're looking at the forecast for the weather, they're expecting a wet game. So I don't think you'll see anything too extravagant or too much pizzazz. From too many.
You got to trademark that.
Yeah, you got to trademark pizzazz. I think Melbourne will win in a close one. I think it might even come down to field goal extra time. Wet games, you know, you kind of tuck the ball under the wing and you're not really looking for that expansive style of footy, long passes and stringing them together, which Penrith have been really good at throughout this year. I think Melbourne will just choke them out of it.
I agree. You're going to be talking to a couple of footy players tomorrow, Preston Campbell, yeah. Reece Wesser, old Rocky Boy, and Troy Cassidaly joins you on Let's Talk tomorrow. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, that's right. We're turning our attention back to 2003, the last time the Panthers won a grand final. An interesting fact as well, if you will.
Yeah, go ahead.
Penrith have never lost a grand final when they got there. 91, 03, and this one here. So, look, it could be a little omen, perhaps, or some foreboding for the Panthers, but they haven't lost one when they've got there. Last time they did as well, it was with a father and son. John Lang,
wow, okay.
And Martin Lang, and here we are with Ivan and Nathan Cleary. And they had a couple of second rowers in that team called the Hair Bears, Tony Pulitura and Joe Nullivow.
Yes.
And there is another Hair Bear in Viliami Kikau. So, look, there's some pretty interesting parallels there. But, yeah, we're going to be yarning with Reece Wesser, as you mentioned, Rocky Boy, played in that grand final, went on to represent Queensland, and a terrific fella, you know, come out of that brothers system, which we know is so strong, and so many elite rugby league players have.
That saying, how there are brothers and then there are others.
Yes,
I play for brothers, by the way.
Yes, of course. Well,
must be a thing.
Speaks for itself. Preston Campbell as well, a bloke we've done a lot of work with here at 98.9 FM through his work as a Deadly Choices ambassador and his community work at Presto's Cafe. He went from the Sharks in 02 to Penrith in 03, and that's the year they went on that run and won the grand final. So we're going to yarn to him about that. And Troy Cassidaly, you might wonder what Troy's doing
Troy.
Well, he performed at the
grand final, 03.
Yeah, wow. The first time we'd ever been to a live grand final, and he was performing there. So we'll yarn to him as well, but looking forward to it. You know, a couple of outstanding black fellas doing their thing on the big stage.
Looking forward to that tomorrow, man. 9 o'clock till 10, Let's Talk. You can grab the podcast as well at 98.9fm.com.au. Dan, brother, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me on the Mario.
Country music, it's in our blood. 98.9 FM. We're just cruising country. The best country.
Guess who's back with a brand new rap? It's Clay and Emma Mac.
You want to hear us talk about news? You want to hear the latest in traffic? You want to hear the latest in weather? What's going on in the sky? You can even hear the latest in guinea pigs.
Hey, yo, listen up. Join us on 98.9 for the best country. Weekdays, 5 to 9 a.m. with Clay and Emma Mac.
Sponsored by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it's got to be Seats R Us. M Pro Drive, driver education, teaching you to drive, not just pass the test. And Second Rodeo Clothing, living life like a country song.
Hey now. 98.9 FM for the best country.
Remembering my dreams, Yeah, my dreamer. Mother, can you hear?
FM, that's Richard Franklin, Mama, 241. Thank you to Dan Rennie for coming in, having a chat. Let's talk tomorrow. Reese Wesser, Preston Campbell and Troy Cassidaly talking about the 2003 Grand Final, where both Reese and Presto played. Of course, Troy performed at halftime as part of that entertainment there on the day. No doubt they'll preview the upcoming Grand Final, locked in for this Sunday, the 25th, I believe. This has to be the Storm's game to lose. There are so many great matchups across the park. The two spines, so you won 6, 7 and 9. Both have dynamic ball-playing back rowers. I'm predicting no penalties the first 8 to 12 minutes. Watch closely to the way the back three bring the ball out of trouble, so you won 2 and 5s. I think that'll be a huge factor. I haven't really heard too many people talking about that, but the way the back three bring the ball out after some damaging forward runs from both sides is probably going to decide a lot of the momentum in the game. That one, again, locked in for this Sunday. Also on Saturday, we've got the Richmond Geelong Grand Final here in Queensland at the Gabba, here in beautiful Brisbane. The first time being played outside of Melbourne, and it is the first all-Victorian Grand Final. Another fun fact, Richmond are going for 3 premierships in 4 years. Not a bad effort. I'm not the biggest AFL supporter. Certainly I'll be checking out the match. It's going to be a cracker of a game. Richmond, Geelong in the AFL, and we got the Panthers and the Storm in the NRL. It's a very exciting time for sports fans. And don't forget to catch that Let's Talk tomorrow from 9 o'clock. Warren H. Williams coming up next.
You're listening to 98.9 FM. Best country.
Queensland's state general election is on Saturday the 31st of October, and early voting starts from Monday the 19th. It's important to plan the way you'll have your say. When you vote, make sure you stay 1.5 metres apart. Use the hand sanitizer provided and bring your own pen or pencil. Remember, voting is compulsory. To find your nearest polling booth and check out the extended voting times, visit ecq.qld.gov.au/booths.
Hustle, bustle in the city noise, the smell of the traffic is coming through. The crack in the of this motel room. Ticking off the clock is so loud, I'm trying to sleep, but the noise of the traffic is coming through. The crack in the window of this motel room. There's a half smoke joint on the dressing table and a bottle of Thunderbird Black Label. There's so many killings on the television, I just pray to God to make me better person. Spend my money on a family pizza, I don't know what I do with my money all gone. What do I do now? There's a fella on the television talking about getting your life sorted out. He's never been this far before. There's a hot smoke joint on the dressing table and a bottle of Thunderbird Black Label. There's so many killings on the television, I just pray to God to make me a better person.
FM, pouring petrol on a burning man. That's Paul Kelly, honorary black fella. It's Murray Hour. Going to hand you over to Tari and JYY for the drive show. I'll be back on Monday afternoon for the Murray Hour from 2 to 3 p.m. Going to leave you with a song from brother boy Dan Sultan. This one's called Magnetic. See ya.
Taskmasters. Miss today's best country, broadcasting live across the nation. On the one station, 98.9 FM. The best country. You little beauty.
Cup me.